This was about the only thought that reassured him. The guilty, he reflected as he drove amid the heavy late afternoon traffic as carefully as possible, may flee when no one pursues. He had heard that, and maybe that was true. What for a certainty was true, however, was that the guilty fled like hell and took plenty of swift precautions when someone did pursue, someone real and expert and at the same time hidden, and very close by. As close, he thought, as the backseat of this car. Where, if he has his funky 22 single-action German-made nowhere pistol with him and his equally funky, rinky-dink, laughable, alleged silencer on it, and Luckman has gone to sleep as usual, he can put a hollow-nosed bullet through the back of my skull and I will be as dead as Bobby Kennedy, who died from gunshot wounds of the same caliber. A bore that small. And not only today, but every day. And every night. Except that in the house, when I check the storage drums of the hollow scanners, I'll pretty well know pretty soon what everyone in my house is doing, and when they do it, and probably even why, myself included. I will watch all the rooms on a 24-hour basis, although there will be a lag. It won't help me much if the hollow scanners pick up me being given a hot shot of some disorientation drug ripped off by the Hell's Angels from a military arsenal and dumped in my coffee. Someone else from the academy who goes over the storage rooms will have to watch my thrashing around. Unable to see or know where or what I am anymore. It will be a hindsight I won't even get to have. Somebody else will have to have it for me. Luckman said, I wonder what's been going on back at the house while we've been gone all day. You know, this proves you got somebody out to burn you real bad, Bob. I hope when we get back the house is still there. Yeah, Arctor said. I didn't think of that, and we didn't get a lone Cephscope anyhow. He made his voice sound leaden with resignation. Barris said in a surprisingly cheerful voice, I wouldn't worry too much. With anger, Luckman said, You wouldn't? Christ, they may have broken in and ripped off all we got, all Bob's got anyhow, and killed or stomped the animals, or...
I left a little surprise, Barris said, for anybody entering the house while we're gone today. I perfected it early this morning. I worked until I got it, an electronic surprise.
Sharply, concealing his concern, Arctor said, What kind of electronic surprise? It's my house, Jim, you can't start rigging up.
Easy, easy, Barris said. As our German friends would say, Leise, which means be cool.
What is it?
If the front door is opened, Barris said, during our absence, my cassette tape recorder starts recording. It's under the couch. It has a 2-hour tape. I placed 3 omnidirectional Sony mics at 3 different...
You should have told me, Arctor said.
What if they come in through the windows, Luckman said, or the back door?
To increase the chances of their making their entry via the front door, Barris continued, rather than in other less usual ways, I providentially left the front door unlocked.
After a pause, Luckman began to snigger.
Suppose they don't know it's unlocked, Arctor said.
I put a note on it, Barris said.
You're jiving me.
Yes, Barris said presently.